On the KSRO live line with us is the clinical psychologist and mental health director for Santa Rosa Community Health, Mary Ellen Curran. Mary Ellen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is it Curran?
Curran.
Okay, Curran. I wanted to get that correct. Thank you for being with us. What kind of shape are we in today in Sonoma County in terms of our mental health?
It's a big question.
It is, yeah.
You know, it really depends on sort of where you were and during the wildfires and what impact it has on you, which family members, friends, et cetera, experience loss. But also the piece that I think is an interesting phenomena is that everybody was touched by these fires, whether it was directly or not. And so there's a sense of we're into the seventh week here now, and there's a more creeping sense of loss and depression than there was initially. There was a lot of adrenaline moving.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, quick crisis response and, you know, let's all band together. And now people are kind of on their own. And not exactly, but, you know, are dealing with losses. Yeah. And so there is that sort of somewhat normal post-acute trauma reaction, which is now we're into the zone where there's more, possibly more depression, a lot more grief going on that's very evident.
Yeah, I think all you have to do, and again, I agree with you, Mary Ellen, that I don't know of anyone who is unscathed by this, regardless of how far away from the actual fires they were. Everybody seems to be in a very similar boat. And then there are the drives, you know, the drive around town, places that you've not been for 7 weeks, places that you've not seen since the fires. And I think that it's pretty universal for us that wave of grief, you know, happens every time in that circumstance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've talked to a number of people who are resistant to driving anywhere in the neighborhoods, even though they may even be going around them purposely to avoid looking at the actual devastation, not just knowing it. And then there are those that really can't keep themselves away and need to see in order to sort of process what actually happened.
Is at least some of it, Mary Ellen, actual post-traumatic stress?
Well, I hope not. You know, there not everybody who goes through a distressing or horrible event develops PTSD, post-traumatic stress. People have their acute reactions, and what we really hope is that with talking it out and support, that people don't move into the longer-term symptoms of PTSD. And not everybody responds the same way. There's a lot of resilience in natural healing in people. So I'm hoping we don't have a whole county of PTSD.
Yeah, there aren't enough of your offices to go around for all of us, I think, on a consistent basis. And, you know, I think as we move through these what seem like kind of standard phases of grief, it occurs to me that anger's got to be in there somewhere, too.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Yes, it's there. Yes, I was in a meeting last week, and one of the leaders who lost the access to our home clinic, the Vista Health Center, we check in for every leadership meeting, and she said, "Now I'm in the anger phase," and she just named it. It was, you know, everybody chuckled a little bit, but the truth is, there is anger. Of course, there is. It has to be, and you know, why me, and why my home? So, you know, that is part of the process of grieving. And so, you know, it does take time, and it's not an even road. It's going to be up and down for a while.
Well, there are so many parts of this story that I know there is some very, very real, tangible survivor guilt for many. And there are, you know, there's the circumstance of those people who do have a home standing in some of these devastated areas and, you know, going home and walking out of their own front doors every day and being witness to the devastation around them. That's got to be its own separate kind of grief.
Absolutely. I know that in probably in many ways that's harder to be living among the ruins.
Yeah, I would think.
I've
yeah.
Heard, I've heard people have moved out of their homes, even though they're standing and okay to live in.
Yeah.
You know, there are people whose marriages are in jeopardy a little bit because one member wants to be back and the other can't stand it. You know, there's lots of just human reactions that are going on around us that people have to adjust to. But I do think that the survivor guilt, and when it's in your face like that, has got to be a very precarious place. Hoping those folks seek help.
I would. What are you seeing at Santa Rosa Community Health in terms of the numbers of people going, you know, coming in versus last year at this time?
Well, it's a little bit hard to make a direct comparison because we lost our largest health center. So
there's a lot
of dislocation of patients across the site. So I couldn't make a straight comparison. What I can tell you is that the quality of the distress that people are coming in with now is different than in the first few weeks. There was a lot more of a crisis response in the first three or four weeks. Now we're moving into people who had existing trauma histories being very triggered by any siren or helicopter.
Yeah.
And so I would say it's a combination of depressed and people who have activated trauma histories and also current losses. I couldn't give you a good answer. We are busy, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure that's true. You know, I remember, and it was probably 3 or 4 weeks into it, you know, watching TV, and somebody jumped up and had an enthusiastic response to something that was on the TV. And I just exploded and said, how dare you holler, even in enthusiasm. That scared me, you know, like that sudden, anything, that sudden jarring expression. It was too much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, even here we are, you know, moving into our fall and winter, and many of us who have fireplaces haven't lit them yet.
Yep.
It's to avoid sort of the thinking about it and the triggering that can happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I don't know. I know that there's no expiration date for the feelings around something like this, but is there an idea about how long it may take us to get through this?
I think we're going to be feeling this for a while. I mean, I couldn't put a number on it, but it so much depends on your personal resilience and attitude or towards life, as well as who was directly affected. I think we're going to be feeling this for some time, and then we're going to have an anniversary next year, and people will think about that. I imagine that when we have heavy winds, we're going to have reactions still.
Yep.
So, as I said, it's not a linear progress where we say, okay, in 3 months or 6 months, you should be here. You know, we're a little more complicated than that.
Yeah.
Humans, you know.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? That's maybe the understatement of the year so far there, Mary Ellen. But it's a process, as you say, and as long as we keep reaching out, we will. We have a better chance of being okay than, you know, it's the folks, the folks who have been unwilling to come out of their hovel, that those are the ones that worry me, the folks that worry me.
Well, I agree with you that we need to keep talking to each other about it, and we need to keep listening to each other and allowing people to tell their stories. I've heard some people gripe about, you know, all we talk about is the fire. And while people are talking about it, they need to be talking about it. So patience, listening, sort of acceptance of the variation of people's processing will help us all get through it.
It seems to be a blanket response in some ways. I know that that when folks have come up to me, you know, at an event, after an event, and start telling their stories, it doesn't matter if they're kids, it doesn't matter if they're big, strong guys, it doesn't matter who it is. When they start telling their stories, tears fall.
Absolutely.
Across the board. So there is... Yeah. There is, you know, this commonality. It's certainly not one we would have chosen, but it is something that we do have in common. And maybe that's, you know, that part of it we can kind of hang on to for a bit.
I hope so. And, you know, all of the incredible positive outpouring of gratitude for the first responders and for Sonoma Strong that we all experience in that first month or so, you know, we want to hang on to a little bit of that because that's going to help us as well.
Yes, indeed.
That, you know, that we can remain a community that stands for each other and helps each other.
Yeah, and a few candy canes thrown in over the course of the next few weeks can't hurt either, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Mary Ellen, thank you so much for being with us. It is a very important part of the story and will continue to be. And thanks for being here.
All right. Nice talking to you.
That is Mary Ellen Curran. She is the mental health director for Santa Rosa Community Health. And again, talking about a story that is going to be ongoing in Sonoma County.